Flames ripped through a 24-unit Midtown Anchorage apartment building this morning. Al Tamani, a spokesperson for the Anchorage Fire Department, says when crews arrived at the Calais Arms Apartments, they saw smoke and fire coming from the roof and from the third floor.
Units got here, saw fire, heavily involved on the roof. They did call for a second alarm with additional resources. Crews have been actively fighting the fire. We have approximately 25 pieces of apparatus here at this point.
Crews responded to 911 calls around 8:40 a.m. More than 60 firefighters fought the blaze. The fire was under control by around 10:30. Tamani says no one died, but two people were transported to a local hospital. No word yet on their condition. Several pets did die in the fire.
They went in and did a last check to make sure there weren't any hot spots or anything like that. They did find some deceased pets, and they are doing an investigation as to the cause of the fire and a damage estimate to the building. We don't have a time frame for that.
Two cars were also damaged in the blaze, and several surrounding buildings were evacuated. Those nearby residents have been allowed to return home. About 25 people from the burned apartment building were initially taken to a nearby church, but have relocated to the Spinard Recreation Center, where the Red Cross is assisting them. Don Brantley is the Emergency Programs Manager for the Office of Emergency Management with the Municipality of Anchorage. She's working with the Red Cross of Alaska to shelter those displaced by the fire.
There's only 8 families there as of about 1 o'clock this afternoon. And we're not sure if that's going to increase or decrease as people come home from work or not.
Brantley says the best way to support people in the shelter is by giving directly to the Red Cross.
They are providing the individuals who have lost everything in this fire with a debit card to help replace clothing, to help cover costs of food. And so cash is always the best donation because it can be used for anything and anyone.
In addition, the Red Cross is taking donations of new blankets and pillows at the Spinard Recreation Center, where the victims of the fire are being sheltered. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.